or some infighting going on right now in regards to
I think there's a lot of discontent because of unemployment. I think that the media has been irresponsible in saying that the president has lost support without saying that these people never supported him. The people that you're referring to supported Hillary against him. How could he be losing people he never had? So I don't think it's cracks. I think it's the same people that told people in 08 don't vote for him, and the community overwhelmingly went and voted for him anyway.
I see. In fact, of course, there's some calls by some people in the Democratic community to perhaps for Hillary to run or perhaps primary.
They ran her last time.
The president.
They ran her last time.
What about Bernie Sanders? I know that he's calling for a primary. Same thing?
Again, he had, when I'll put it this way, he has a much easier task this time than he did in 08. But again, many of the people you're talking about, how do they justify with all that the Clinton administration did, omnibus crime bill, which is a problem for us now in the Troy Davis case when I'm at the Justice Department, welfare reform bill, NAFTA, GATT, the racial profiling that we couldn't get done, the whole assault on sister, so they supported Clinton anyway. There's no bill that President Obama has proposed that is against the interests of our community. So they are raising rhetoric to him when they told us to give a pass to people that did legislative assault us. I think it's disingenuous.
Do you suspect that perhaps there are Democratic forces out there who are trying to put Hillary Clinton into 2020?
I have no idea what they're doing. I just know that it seems to be the same players in the same play.
Reverend Sharpton,
thank you,
can you also
say Reverend Sharpton?
I'm not a surrogate of President Obama on this march. I'm the head of National
right,
Action Network.
Separate from
I think
march.
The importance is that
he does have allies in the community, like yourself.
But
he has allies
in the community, and they were allies the first time around. And I think when you start seeing his allies mm-hmm. say things, you can say they're cracks. Mm-hmm. But when you see people that were always adversarial to him, what I don't understand is why journalists don't say, but you weren't with him anyway, right? You supported Hillary against him. At least have the journalistic integrity to identify to the public these were not his supporters. Mm-hmm.